The company that brokered the trips of two millionaires into space aboard Russian rockets has plans for what it's calling the first privately funded flight into space. Yesterday in New York, Space Adventures announced an agreement with the Russian Aviation and Space Agency and a private Russian company that builds Soyuz rockets, NPR's Marco Adler reports.
For the last 5 years, Space Adventures, a private company, has been providing space tourism for the rich, including suborbital flights, journeys in a MiG fighter to the edge of space, zero-gravity flights, and the like. Their claim to fame was facilitating the trips of the first two space tourists, American Dennis Tito and South African Mark Shuttleworth. At the news conference, the CEO of Space Adventures, Eric Anderson, announced the new agreement.
We have signed an agreement with the Russian Aviation and Space Agency, with RSC Energia, to do a mission to the space station at the beginning of 2005, where we have contracted for two seats on the Soyuz to bring space tourism back to the International Space Station.
The two seats may be on the same flight. Each seat will cost $20 million, and Anderson said there were already 12 wealthy candidates whose finances had been checked and who had either passed or were still undergoing medical screening. The two previous space tourists traveled with astronauts who were on their missions. What's new about this flight is it is specifically for tourists, although piloted by a Russian cosmonaut. Soyuz capsules regularly unload at the International Space Station and stay for months, and older capsules return. This makes seats for tourists possible and would bring money to the Russian space program, which 2 months ago announced that it needed 17 billion rubles to make ends meet. Noting that the first two space tourists flew on Russian rockets, Sergei Gorbunov, press secretary of the Russian Aviation and Space Agency, said this, speaking through an interpreter.
We hope that third and subsequent space tourists, private citizens, representatives of regular people, will also fly on board of Russian ships in the near future.
Space tourism was put on hold after the Columbia disaster, and the agreement still needs approval from NASA and the European nations involved in the space station. NASA Public Affairs Officer Deborah Rahn said the Russian Aviation and Space Agency had not yet contacted NASA, but she assumed they would soon, and discussions would take place to see how to work this all out. American space tourist Dennis Tito was at the news conference, and he said space was the Earth's best-kept secret, that unlike astronauts and cosmonauts, who were trained to keep their emotions in check, more ordinary people in space would provide a different perspective.
For me, the experience of flying in space is something that I think about every day, and I know that once the secret is truly out and more people fly, then there will be even more and more demand.
Space Adventures believes that eventually 6, 8, 10 space tourists could fly each year. And according to a Zogby poll of 450 wealthy Americans, 7% of them said they would pay $20 million for the ride. Marco Adler, NPR News, New York.